arrive of food and repairs and who serve the God, and we daily hear a story about a person who just heard a verse by accident and this verse is changing his life. So we have to sacrifice, to give, to die in order to bring much food. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. The third point about the Lord Jesus Christ, about a good servant, المسيح الفاعل. يبقى أول حاجة المسيح الفاعل المتنازل، ثاني حاجة المسيح الباذل، ثالث حاجة المسيح الفاعل the doer. God always doing. He said, I am doing. My Father is doing and I am doing every day. And He is doing. Every day God something for us in order to be a learner from me. In order to learn from Him. We have to do something in our life here. And so it was when Jesus has ended this saying that the people were astonished at His teaching. For He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. ازاي ان الواحد يكون كلمته ليها قوة وكان يكلمهم بسلطان. He spoke with them with authority. It is not authority because he is the king or he is the head of the army. He has the authority in his word. The word is affecting the people. It changed the people. لما بولس الرسول كان بيتكلم والملك أغريباس يسمع، فالملك أغريباس يقول له يا بولس أبقليل تقنعني أن أصير مسيحيا. فالبيت هو he wants to convince me to be a Christian. And then some Bolis said, not only by this word but anything that can change you to be like me except for this change. Because Constantine was ashamed on that day. قل له أريد أن تكون مثلي ليس أنت فقط بل وجميع الذين سمعوني دخل هذه القيود. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answer. يعني الكلام ده لما أنا بدي موضوع للولاد الصغيرين هل هم الكلام بيدخل جواهم كده وأثر عليهم يبقوا مبسوطين أو يبقوا فرحانين أو يبقوا مندهشين؟ نبص هنا بيقول إيه؟ He came to Nazareth where he had been brought up and as his custom, as the Lord's custom, he went into the synagogue and on the Sabbath day and stood up and to read. Then he read something, I didn't write it, you can go and read it at home, it's the book of Luke chapter 4. Then he closed the book and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious word. And marveled at the gracious word. أنا لما بدي موضوع للولاد وبقعد قدامهم، لما بروح أقابل واحد في البيت، لما بعمل زيارة ودور أفتقد واحد، ربنا يسوع المسيح كان يقول كلمة واحد آخرين أن تبرأ قدامنا، يروح له كده يقول له كلمة واحدة، يمسك إنسان يقول له كلمة واحدة، إيمان لما سمع، كل كلمة كان ليها تأثير وليها فعالية في حياة كل إنسان، المسيح الفاعل، زي ما قلت لكم في أول الكلام، لما كنت شاطر المسيح معايا. في الفرق بتاعي وفي الكلمة بتاعتي لا يمكن حد هيتأثر بالكلمة دي أو هيشتغل بها. يقول كده إن كان أحد يتكلم فكأقوال الله. If anyone of us, this is Saint Peter told us, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies. إن كان أحد يخدم فكقوة من الله، وإن كان أحد يتكلم فأقل فأقوال الله. If you want to speak, don't say this is my word. If you are going to say your word and my word has no effect for any person. In order to be effective, use the word of God. Don't use your own words. Don't use something that you say, I think it will help so and so. It can help for a while. But the thing that can ever last is the word of God. Saint Peter told us, but as for you, seek the things which are proper for sound doctrine. And he said that for Jesus, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher in the faith or under truth. I speak the truth in Christ. I speak the truth in Christ, the word of God. It is not my word. And I hope that every day when we serve and when we help, we can say, I will take Jesus with me. يبقى يسوع المسيح الباهر، يسوع المسيح المتنافس، يسوع المسيح الايه؟ الفاعل. في نقطتين ممكن ناخد فيهم ساعة، بس انا هاخد 2 مينت عشان ربنا يبارك وتقدروا تكملوا اليوم النهارده. The Lord is the visitor. He always visited us and he came by himself to visit everyone of us. And this is our duty in the family. In order to save people, it is not to give a general sermon to them. It is good. God gave us a general sermon many times, and as we read all these questions before, but we have a special visit. A special visit. He can visit one like a baby. That said, today I will be in your home. Because he knows that when the Lord goes to visit that day, the colors will change. Today the Lord is going to visit the one who is rejected by the people. The paralyzed man, after he healed him, they cast him the one who was blind. After he gave him his eyes back, they rejected him and they cast him out. Then it is written that he went to him out and he told him, do you believe in the Son of God? النهارده إلهنا إله اللي بيزور كل إنسان. الخادم بتاعنا عايزينه يزور كل واحد فينا. عايزين الخادم عنده صداقة شخصية ويعرف كل واحد. إزاي حتى ربنا يسوع المسيح إن الراجل ده طردوه بره المجمع وراح لمخصوص. واخدين بالنا؟ It is very important God is a visitor. And it is very important to hear that Saint Paul told us, but God demonstrated his own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us and came for us. I hope that today we can do this. النهاردة نقدر نزور نتكلم الناس دي، نزورها في البيت، نكلمها في التليفون، نبعت لها كتب الصبح، ونعمل a lot of stuff. We can do today. It is very important. Many people can change it if just one of you visits them and knocks the door and says that, how are you today? What are you doing? We all of us love you. It is very important. ما نقولش أبونا طبعا، أبونا مهما يزور وأنتوا عارفين كويس، لو كل واحد فيكم سألته أنا آخر مرة زرته أنت، هتلاقوا لونج تايم ما زرتش زرت أي واحد فيكم. وده يورينا إحنا لازم لو عندنا مثلا 500 ثانية في الكنيسة وإحنا 50 سيرفر وكل سيرفر هياخد لما نقسم 500 by 50 وكل واحد عند المجموعة دي بتوعه هو يكلمهم في التليفون يزورهم يفتقدهم يبعتهم تيكت. It is very important إن إحنا تبقى أخاذين of the person. God especially was interested for every person. يقول لأرميا إيه؟ ها؟ قبلما ها؟ تقول تخبط معاك؟ He knows everyone by his name. And I hope this is very important for us to tell everyone we should know him by his name. And finally, God likes the good work. God didn't choose himself to the work. And he appointed 12 disciples and 70 apostles. And God chose later on Saint Peter, Saint Paul. God made all the العمل الجماعي باستمرار. انا ما جيتش اكلمكم على الاعتقاد كتير. العمل الجماعي باستمرار يؤدي الى ايه؟ يقولوا كده الانتشار والاستمرار والاستقرار. يعني ما كلنا نشتغل مع بعض. كلمه ربنا تنتشر وتستقر وتستمر. لكن لو انا النهارده ما فيش غيري وانا انتهيت هيحصل ايه بعد كده؟ The word of God, when we work as a group of people, it will spread everywhere. And everyone will find something to eat. Everyone, the Lord didn't say, let the people to come to eat. He told the disciples, give them something to eat. And there's a lot of example in the Bible that the Lord shared with his disciples. He appointed them and they stayed with him for 1 year. And then another year he started sending them to preach everywhere. And when they came back, they reported what they said is made in their way. He didn't say, I have to do everything by myself. I have to gather all the attraction by myself. But he gives the attraction and everything. He gives himself and he gives everything to us. And he said, of course, المجد الذي أعطيتني قد أعطيته. The glory that you gave to me, I give to them. كلمة دي مستحيل لما تفكر فيها كده. If I have a certain glory, I cannot give it to anybody of you. But the Lord told us, clearly from me, the glory that you give to me, I give to them. ربنا عايز المجد في حياتنا ويرفع فينا هذا المجد. المجد اللي احنا عايشين فيه دلوقتي ده مجد ربنا ولكن بتهون لنا ودي من فرحته. ازاي فرح كل خادم ان الخادم الصغير يبقى سترونج يبقى كويس واديله باور واديله اوثورتي واقول له واشتركوا معايا. يا ريت النهارده كل واحد يبقى عنده خادم او عنده بريسيرفنت واحد يديله الموضوع ويسمع منه ويحضره معاه ويجاهد معاه ويديله الروح دي. ربنا 3 years continuously gave everything to his disciples. And he said to them, when he left to them, I will give you more power when I go out, the power of the Holy Spirit. And he gave them everything and gave us for both. He gave them to give up for them. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each one esteem other better than himself. This is the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. يبقى المسيح المتنازل، المسيح البازل، المسيح الفاعل، المسيح الزائر بدون كل واحد فينا، المسيح الذي يفرح بالعمل الجماعي وان احنا كلنا نبقى مشتركين مع بعض. I will just mention two verses and put them in our service in order to maintain this lecture, in order to visit everyone. الناس الحقيقة بتشوف كل حاجة عننا. لو الواحد عمل حاجة فكرة الناس مش شايفاها، الناس شايفاها أكتر مننا وبيعلقوا عليها أكتر مننا، سواء في حركاتنا أو سواء في كلامنا أو سواء في تصرفاتنا. The people especially the kids imitate us in everything and we cannot imagine how the people are touched by every action that we do in our life. أنا مش عايز أقول لكم مثلا لما يجي تليفون لاحد الخدام يقول له ازاي الخادم الفلاني اللي كان واقف يوعظ من 10 دقايق دلوقتي واقف وقال كلمة صعبة جدا. الحقيقة أنا يعني كنت عايز أجيب الخادم ده يقول لنا قال له إيه، بس مش عايز أقول لكم، مش عايز أحط نفسنا في موقف. I hope that we are the servants of the Lord. We are his image. Don't feel that I'm image of the Lord, but I am the one that is standing next to you. But I don't see me in the street, and not his image. I am the image of Christ everywhere. And downstairs in the hall, in the corridor here, in the parking lot, I am the image of Christ. Any servant of us is the image of Christ. We should keep this in mind. Now this is the verse that you have to take care. But be a where least somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. Beware. Sometimes when I laugh in an appropriate way, the people might be stumbled by my laughing even, by my movement, by my speaking. And they learn from me. We never hear about the Lord Jesus Christ that a certain day he did something that the people he caught him in this very tough way in the particular. And this is, I hope this will be the final. Woe to the world because of offense, for offense must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. And then Peter told us, we endure all things lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. We endure everything in our life. You are you understand the word endure. نحن نحمل كل شيء من أجل أن لا نبذ عهوة لإنجيل المسيح. نحتمل الصبر، نحتمل الصوم، نحتمل الاستدارة، ما نتنرفز، ما نفقدش سلام. We endure everything. Lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. And as the book of Romans, if your brother is grieved or if he is injured by your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. And he said that it is good neither to eat meat, nor to drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or he is offended, or he is made weak. It is very important in our service to be like the Lord Jesus Christ, المتنازل الفاعل الفاعل الذي يعمل ويشرك الاخرين في العمل معاه، وبعد كده ما نكونش سبب عثرة لاي انسان. عشان كده ربنا قال ايه؟ من منكم وكلمه ايه؟ على خطيه. ونلاقي ربنا يسوع المسيح سابهم يضربوه ويلطشوه ويشتموه، لكن في المحاكمه حصل ايه؟ واحد من الخدام قام ضرب، قال له ايه؟ إن كنت قد فعلت رضيا فعشها على رضيك. If I did something wrong, witness it, say it. لكن ما قالوش حاجة تاني. يعني سابهم يضربوه ويعملوا كل اللي عايزينه، لكن في الموقف ده قال له أنا ما حبش يعثر هذا الإنسان. الإنسان اللي أعثر ده وقال كده وسط الناس وضرب ربنا يسوع المسيح بالألم، ربنا مش عايزه يروح زعلان، مش عايزه يروح إنه معثر. He was offended by the answer of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord wrote to him to be happy. He said, why you beat me or slap me? If I did something wrong, tell me what wrong thing that I did. For example, يعني ما تقولوش كده، مش عايز يوقف، مش عايز يروح زعلان. تخيل الواحد ضربك بالألم، ما انا ممكن انرفز واحد شيء فيضربني بالألم. فانا انسى ان انا نرفزه وامسك ان هو ضربني بالقلب. طب ما تقول انا بقى لو قدام زي المسيح هقول له انا زعلتك في ايه؟ عشان خليتك تفقد سلامك وتقوم تعمل الموضوع ده معايا. اذا كنت انا اخطات فقول لي ايه الخطا بتاعي عشان ما اعملوش تاني. Imagine the servant should be in this way, that even if I offend somebody and this somebody did something wrong, I will try to in a humble way to ask him what I did wrong in order for him to be forgiven with a happy and a good feeling. Finally, this is verse for you to contemplate about it. Of course, we are ambassadors of Christ, and through God we are leading through us. We implore you in Christ on behalf, reconcile to God. But you be watchful in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an angel, and fulfill your ministry. Today, I hope that all of us can see the individual work and look to the Lord is our teacher. And he told us, learn from me. Learn from me, because God wants us to be his image in every way, and to take care of the lost one, of the ignored one. There are many people in the church are lost and ignored, and we have to look and search for them. As I say, that we have to sacrifice time, sacrifice all effort, sacrifice fasting for them, sacrifice anything in order to bring them up. And I أتمنى أن كلنا نحس بالناس ونحس بالمواقف بتاعتهم ونحس بالتعب بتاعهم ونحس بالخطايا اللي بتحركهم وناخد موقف ان احنا عايزين نقدسهم ونرفعهم. He came down because he saw their oppression. غلب من تحننه. في الآية في الإنجيل بيقول كده إيه؟ غلب من تحننه. من محبته ليهم اتغلب واحتمل العار واحتمل الصليب. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. For you, and if anyone has any question, and the time is over, I'll feel you, and glory be to God. For if I can do all things without complaining and disbelief. The book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 and verse 14.